KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of showers, a high of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported following a collision between a car and a semi Sunday afternoon. That accident happened around 4:30 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and 4th Street in Red Oak, when a semi driven by 34-year-old Gurmeet Singh of Burbank, California, hit a 2008 Ford Focus driven by 63-year-old Christine Seeley of Red Oak. Seeley had stopped at the intersection and then pulled out to turn south onto 4th Street when her car was hit in the rear quarter panel. The impact ripped the bumper off the car. Damage was estimated at $6,000. The semi-tractor sustained minor damage to its bumper. There were no citations issued. Police in Red Oak Saturday evening arrested 43-year-old Chris Allen Taylor of Red Oak for allegedly violating a no-contact or protective order. Taylor was taken into custody at around 5:30 p.m. at a residence in the 2400 block of North 8th Street and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Union County man was arrested Saturday morning on drug charges. 56-year-old Ronald Richard Tripp of Creston was arrested after a traffic stop at around 3 a.m. on Highway 34. Tripp was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and OWI drugged first offense. His bond in Montgomery County Jail was set at $1,000. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning in Atlantic. Normally, they would meet on a Wednesday morning during today's 8:30 a.m. session at the courthouse. The board expects to hear a report and funding request from Kenner Baxter, Cass County Tourism Representative. The funding request is with regard to costs associated with the county tourism brochure and other regular reports, if available, by the Cass County Attorney, Engineer, and Mental Health Coordinator will be presented as well. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors is expected to receive a letter of resignation this evening from Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring. Herring had announced his intentions to retire back in September of 2014 and at that time requested the board begin a search for his successor. In December of 2014, Seth Stasholm was hired as the Assistant Parks and Rec Director, with the idea being that he would succeed Herring in the director's position. Herring's last day will be June 30th. He began working as a Parks and Rec Director in June of 2011. In other business, the board will receive updates this evening on the Schulberg Rec Area Lake No. 2, the Transportation Alternative Program, or TAP grant, and Vision Iowa grant, along with other regular park program and feature updates, such as the Connector Trail, Dog Park, Kitty Corral, and East Shelter House renovation. Their meeting takes place at the Atlantic City Council's chambers at City Hall, beginning at 5:15. Members of the Audubon and Griswold School District's Boards of Education will hold their regular separate meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the central office of the Middle School High School building. On their agenda is discussion and action pertaining to the Facilities Committee and second reading of Series 400 board policies. The board will also act on several items, including selecting an athletic director for 2016-17, planning for a shared superintendent with Lennox, 2016-17 transportation planning, a certified bargaining agreement for next year as well, along with the nutrition prices and registration fees, a memorandum of understanding with Iowa Western College, and an Apex agreement with Glenwood. In Audubon, their school board meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock in the high school boardroom and will include an exempt session for discussion of strategy regarding negotiations with employees who are not covered by collective bargaining. Afterward, when they return to an open session, they'll act on salary increases for employees not covered by collective bargaining, shared teaching contracts with Coon Rapids Bayard, school fees for the upcoming school year, and approval of a superintendent contract. And the Exira, EHK, and CAM School District Boards of Educators will hold their regular separate meetings this evening. The Exira EHK Board will start off with a work session at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the high school, followed by their regular session at 7, during which there will be a public hearing on the 2015-16 amended school budget. They'll also act on the resignation of high school science teacher Tom Rasmussen, approve the 2016-17 fees, and then the 2015-16 budget amendment as presented. Also contracts with Iowa Western for concurrent courses, and a consortium with Glenwood for a special education student. The board will also act on approving an internet agreement with Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. The CAM school board meeting gets underway with public hearings on the high school parking lot improvements, Messina bus lane improvements, and Children's Internet Protection Act, or CIPA, policy. That begins at 6:30 at the CAM High School Media Center in Anita. Other action items include resolutions approving the plan, specifications, and form of contract for the high school parking lot improvement, Messina bus lane improvements, and the appropriate use of the SIPA policy. They'll also discuss and or act on capital projects, a computer consulting agreement for 2016-17, and a memorandum of understanding with Iowa Western. Just before adjourning, the CAM School Board will hold a closed session at around 7:30 to consider the superintendent's recommendation to terminate a contract. That'll be followed by a possible motion on that recommendation. In our funeral announcements, Rita Henningsen, age 74, of Oakland, died Friday at Clarkson Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Rita Henningsen will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Colleen Vandewater, age 86, of Orient, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Colleen Vandewater will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joseph Idy, age 61, of Oakland, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Joseph Idy will be Tuesday at 1:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Doris Corey, age 96, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Doris Corey will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Richard Wollenhaus, age 63, of Lewis, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Richard Wollenhaus will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. James Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died May the 7th at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for James Snyder will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Adair Casey High School. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. And James Stokely, age 65, of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for James Stokely are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.